Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here in Mobile, Alabama for the 2018 Senior Bowl with the Pitt standout offensive lineman, Brian O'Neill. Brian, what's it like being down here amongst the best of what college football has to offer?
Yeah, it's been a really fun experience so far, getting to meet other guys and be able to meet scouts and interact with the different teams, and kind of we'll really find out tomorrow when we get on the field and practice, which that's what we're here to do, and I'm looking forward to that.
Have you always had the size, young kid growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee?
I was always tall, but I never was this big. I was a skinny kid growing up, but throwing a couple pounds throughout my college years. So.
Definitely. You got a great frame. I'm curious, so with that said, growing up, I mean, what positions did you play, and when did you kind of start to, slide over to the offensive side?
I was a defensive end and wide receiver in high school. And,
there you go.
Went to college recruit as a tight end. Okay. Played a year of tight end, and then the last 3 years I played offensive tackle. So
and you've had
been
your
good
way.
Transition, yeah.
And the Panthers know how they use you. You guys have just had a couple touchdowns in your day.
A couple back in the day, but those days seem to be over.
Oh, you never know that.
Never
NFL,
know.
Yeah, NFL wants to scheme everybody, man. If you're not familiar, when Brian had his Pitt days, he was a pretty little versatile weapon there on for different schemes that Pat Narduzzi and those guys would do. When does it sink in for you personally? You know, when do you get the kind of the sense that, you know what I'm doing on Saturday may get me to play on Sunday?
Like in terms of when did I think I was going to have an opportunity?
Yeah, when do you kind of get that? When do you, because you could arrive on college campus and just say, let's be honest, you could stink.
Yeah. Probably after my redshirt freshman season, I kind of thought there was a chance that kind of this is what I wanted to do for first and foremost, and that I was probably going to hopefully have a good opportunity to in the future. It was a matter of when that was.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Brian O'Neill here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. So I ask all the kids to come on the show. I mean, if you're in the film room with some of these scouts, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they're going to say, man, we got to use a pick on you?
I'm not sure, and maybe that's up to me to kind of talk to them and hopefully show some of the things that I think I do well. But I hope my athleticism is apparent on film to them, and that I have quick feet and I'm able to hang with speed rushers and edge guys. That's not going to be anything that's ever going to hold me back.
So. And I've been fortunate enough to cover Pitt, so I see you after the game. Games on Saturday. You've got a great personality. I mean, you seem like just a great young guy. You always got a smile on your face. But what do you like on the field? I mean, now granted, I'm half your size.
Yeah.
If I was a guy lining up to you here, I mean, how's that light switch flip a little bit?
Yeah, I definitely am not the same person on the field. That's for sure. You can ask some of my teammates that. They know on game day, just kind of avoid me. I'm kind of in the zone, don't want to talk to anybody, and I'm kind of angry all the time. But just a competitor, and that's kind of all I want to be known as, is somebody who loves to compete and loves the game, and whether that's getting after somebody a little later or whatever it takes to win every single rep and every game, that's what I'm going to do. Whatever requires that, then that's what I'm going to do.
Excellent. Let me ask you, what goes unnoticed? Game film study, maybe your workout warrior, team leader. What do scouts need to know that they may not necessarily be able to pick up on tape?
Just kind of who I am as a person, and that that I leave no stone unturned in my preparation. And I think that's going to come to light with a lot of these scouts. I hope it does, and I hope I'm able to articulate myself and my story in a way that will allow them to see that, how seriously I take the game and how seriously I take my preparation.
Excellent. Now, if we had more time, I would keep you longer and nag you, but I know you got a lot of work to do. So before we wrap things up, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready, yeah.
All right. Coach Narduzzi, he does a great impersonation of them and what they do in front of him.
Amir Watts, and he has done it in front of him.
Does he like it?
I think he laughs. Yeah, he laughs.
Okay. Well, this one, female celebrities, if you take any female out for a quick bite to eat, who are you taking to lunch?
I have no idea.
Kate Winslet, or I don't even know.
I don't know. Pass on that one.
Okay, how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. Do you have any idea or theme on there?
I've just always worn the team-issued Nikes that they've given me. I'm not really a big cleat guy, gear guy.
But if you can have anything, I mean, if they say, hey, here's a free paint job, you can, I don't know.
Shoes-wise?
Yeah, shoes-wise.
Whatever team I'm wearing, whatever colors those are. I've always worn blue and gold or white just for Pitt. I wear white a lot. I wear white a good bit, so.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, Brian, hey, man, we appreciate your time.
Yeah.
God bless you this week down in Mobile.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Once again, that is Brian O'Neill here on the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.